What's up, Mike Mendoza, Fast Real Estate Services, Doza Real Estate Group in Cleveland, Ohio. On the commute, it's December 6th today, Tuesday. Only, 21, 20 days before, or 19 days before Christmas. And then the new year will be here. So hopefully everybody is working towards that year-end goal, just like we are, but lesson learned, you got to start on your year-end goals on day one. So every day is a day one, whether it's January 1st or in December. So we're preparing for next year. Just wanted to talk about some current things we're doing, topics that may be of interest, and let us know if you want to hear some things regarding real estate, property management, real estate development, all of the above. We do most of it, so we'll try, and if I can't speak on it, then we'll have some guests on to talk about these things. But today I wanted to talk about we're currently screening tenants for our Parma house for long-term rental. So that's a single family home, about 1300 square feet, three bedroom, one bath. I think we're listing it at about $1,700 a month, and kitchen's redone, bathroom's redone. So it's pretty nice, especially when I compare it to other things that are on the market. Some landlords are just cleaning up their properties, not updating them, and trying to put that product out there because they know that rentals are in high demand, especially single family home rentals of this size. So, but we were also thinking about turning this into an Airbnb. So stay tuned to see if that will happen. But some of the applications we're getting, if you are new to landlording, you absolutely have to screen your tenants. So, and at minimum, a credit and background check, and then verifying their income by getting their pay stubs. If they don't have pay stubs, then they better have something that is reliable that can prove that their income is real. Even ask to see their bank accounts and their deposits over the last year. I think that's reasonable, especially, more and more people are entrepreneurs and doing stuff as independent contractors. So you want to see what's actually going in. If they have a 1099 from last year, then definitely want to get that. So you got to verify income, you got to verify their character, and then you got to verify their credit. So lately there's been a lot of online screening services through Zillow, and now our realtor MLS is providing a service for about $36, and I think I like it. They do a pretty comprehensive job of finding or getting credit scores, which is easy. If somebody doesn't know what their credit score is nowadays, then you probably don't want to be renting to them. But criminal and background check should show even down to traffic tickets, so you can see like how responsible somebody is. Now, I mean, that's not going to sway my decision, but if they have a million speeding tickets and parking tickets, then that sort of speaks to their character and their ability to follow rules and to follow authority and things like that. So, I mean, I'm sure I have a bunch, but when you start taking a look at some tenants, prospects, you'll see that, some have the normal amount, we'll call it. So maybe a few, maybe under 10, maybe a little bit over 10. But if you see somebody with 50, 60 traffic violations or whatever, then you might want to take pause. But definitely on the criminal side, I know, check in your individual area, but we can deny a tenant, at least for now in the state of Ohio, based on, if they have a felony or not. If they have a felony, then that's not a protected class. I know that, there's a lot of good people out there that had felonies, but if it's a felony that's 10 years or older, then maybe we consider. But if it's something recent, then yeah, we usually deny that application. The other thing that is a deal breaker is if they have an eviction or even a judgment filing for an eviction, because even though that they said, oh, well, they filed an eviction and there was a misunderstanding, so on and so forth, 9 times out of 10, you know, the landlord is not filing for an eviction unless there has been some repeated non-payment of rent. So, and even if there's not a judgment and you just left and then they didn't go through with it, go through with the eviction court hearing and all of that stuff, I still red flag that and don't. If there's somebody without it, then we automatically deny that application if somebody has just a filing. Now, if they have a judgment, then that shows that, you know, they had an opportunity to testify in court and the judge ruled in favor of the landlord. So that means that you broke the covenants of the lease, or you didn't pay rent. So that's definitely going to deny your application. So and then income, had normally we want to see 2.5 to 3 times income, and that's gross income, for the amount of rent that you're paying. Because if you can't, if your income is 1700 as an example and you're trying to pay 1700 in rent, then you don't have money for anything else. So how are you going to be able to afford $1,700 a month in rent when you can't afford food and other things, especially when you have a family or kids? It just doesn't make sense. So you have to have, in our book, 2.5 to 3 times the amount of income per month in order to qualify on that side. Pets, we do consider pets, but there's going to be a non-refundable refundable deposit, and it will cost extra in rent. Normally, you know, it's about $25 extra a month in rent, but you know, that's become significant over time. Sometimes we charge more depending on the situation and the type of dog and things like that. So, but we will consider pets. You want to get the size, the breed, a picture of the dog, because sometimes they say, oh, it's a lab mix and it's something else. You know, I'm not discriminatory against pit bulls or Rottweilers or anything like that, but you want to see the dog that is coming into that house, because again, dogs are more destructive than humans sometimes, maybe vice versa. So you want to make sure that is verified beforehand. So and then we put them all on a spreadsheet, we compare them side by side, and the best one wins. And if we don't find somebody that fits our criteria or we're comfortable with, then we just wait. Like, I would rather wait to get a good tenant than to put somebody in there just because nobody else has presented themselves that month and have major problems down the road. So, I mean, I'll keep my properties vacant for 3, 4, 5, 6 months that's until I can get the right tenant. So, you know, keep that in mind when finding the good tenants are out there. You just have to wait sometimes for them. Let's see, anything else as far as the screen? The last thing we do is I want to talk to these people and I want to meet with these people. Usually I'll talk to them on the phone when we're making our final decision, if we have our two final people, just to get a feel of how they interact on the phone with me. And if it's a bad interaction, I can tell right away whether I want to work with this person as a landlord. And then the final way I judge the tenant is I will sit down, and nowadays we can do a Zoom, but I used to sit down in person and go over the lease line by line. Now we do it pretty quickly. It's, you know, I won't take more than a half an hour because that's all I need to assess the situation. But if you're getting bad vibes as you're going through the rules and regulations and the covenants of the lease, And sometimes I might say towards the end, like, look, you know what, I don't know if this is going to work out. You know, after going through this lease with you, it doesn't seem like you're in agreement with a lot of this stuff. And if we can't see eye to eye on these things, then, you know, maybe we should, they should find, you know, that this might not be a good relationship. Again, it's a relationship that you have with this tenant and that you are entrusting them with your property. So, you know, I know it may be difficult to let a tenant go, but, you know, I would just work as hard as you can to get the perfect tenant. And that's what, you're not going to find the perfect one, but if you act as if you're trying to find the perfect tenant, you will not have many issues. I have not had any issues, knock on wood. I have not had to evict any tenants that I have placed myself in any of these properties because of the process that I follow. So if you have any questions, give us a call. Give us some feedback, 440-941-3692. Look forward to hearing from all of you.